This is AM 580, and it's time now for us to find out what's happening on the Board of Trade and the Mercantile Exchange. With our opening report, here's Dave Dickey. Hi, Dave.
Good morning, Dan, and good Monday morning, everyone. Let's check how prices fared in the resumption of trading. We gave the overnight opens at 8:49 Central Time. In Kansas City, December wheat opened at 880, down 14.5 on the open March, 875 down 20.75. At the Chicago Board of Trade, December wheat opened at 870, down 20 on the open March, 885 down 7. May, 822 down 10.5. July, 674 down 12.75. September, 680 down 11.5 on the open. December corn opened at 339.25, down 3 on the open March, 356 down 3, May, 366.5 down 3, July, 375.5 down 2.75, December of next year, 390.5 down 3, March, 401.25 down 2.25 on the open. November soybeans opened at 932 down 8.5 on the open. January, 949 down 11, March, 961 down 10.25, May, 969 down 7, July, 977 down 5, November of next year, 927 down 10 on the open. October soybean meal open at 257.30 down 210 on the open. December 263 down 240. October soybean oil open at 38.20 down 30 on the open. December 38.80 down 23. At the Merck October live cattle open at 93.75 up 7.5 on the open. December 96.15 up 2.5. February 98.10 down 10. April 98.25 up 2.5 on the open. October feeders open at 113.70 down 25 on the open. November 113.50 unchanged. January 112.77.5 down 5. March 111.75 down 2.5 on the open. October lean hogs open at 58.10, down 12.5 on the open. December 60.15, down 15. February 66.55, down 40. April 69.90, down 30 on the open. And February bellies open at 87.80, up 37.5 on the open.
Agricultural programming is made possible by Stuart Peterson. For over 20 years, Stuart Peterson has helped farmers manage both marketing opportunities and risks through their analysis, advice, and action. Stuart Peterson's team of experts and strategic consulting approach utilize the latest technology. Stuart Peterson, confidence like never before. More information is available at www.stuart-peterson.com.
Joining us on the telephone to talk about the markets is Kurt Kimmel of Grain Field Marketing in Normal, Illinois. Good morning, Kurt.
Good morning, Dave.
Since the opening bell, wheat futures in the nearby have moved limit down at the Chicago Board of Trade. Is the bull run over?
Well, one would assume that we've got a correction taking place when you look at the world fundamentals. The supply-demand balance sheet's probably still going to be tight on Friday's report. However, though, we've seen a lot of these buyers come forward and gather some coverage, and so therefore there's really not an incentive to buy more since they're fairly well booked on up. In fact, we're seeing some other countries' wheat prices being discounted to the U.S., so therefore there could be some risk of maybe seeing some cancellations and seeing some of these countries shift their demand to some cheaper destinations. For say, European values are down. French wheat futures were down over 39 cents overnight. And our market is going to probably follow suit today.
And add all to that, a stronger dollar and some rain in Australia, although maybe too little too late, that remains to be seen. So is the bull run in wheat over?
We've got a technical top. You know, if you're a fundamental trader, you probably continue to see some optimism down the road. But technically speaking, the top's in. You should be short the market.
Turn your attention to the corn, where we're trying to hold a line that was drawn through the July and August lows. Are we going to hold that line?
No, we're going to drift lower. You know, we've had a heck of a run in all these grain markets, and we're going to be subject to some harvest pressure here. Also, too, we're seeing concerns that maybe the USDA report on Friday can show some larger production numbers, some larger carryout numbers. The corn carryout number, in some cases, has grown up to over 2 billion bushels. You know, if that's the case, then there's no real incentive to be a buyer right at the moment here. The momentum's turned to the downside here, and we're probably going to see these markets drift lower here through this week.
A lot of our analysts had been saying all fall that they thought that the July low at 324.5 would be the harvest low. You know, I'm not so sure now.
Well, we're going to probably test that low at some point in time. If that gives way, then the next magic number would be probably the $3 benchmark basis December futures. You know, the momentum is down. How low we can go, we're going to find out here in the next 2 to 3 weeks.
So what will USDA come up with for a number on the yield on Friday? What do you think, 156, 157, 158?
We feel we're sort of in this 158 area on corn. You know, not everybody's received 220, 230 bushel yields, but there's enough good corn around that we'll probably see the market increase on the yield expectations and probably have the overall production closer to a 13.5.
And we're trying to figure out when harvest pressure may slacken some. Of course, here in Illinois, harvest moved along extremely quickly. Not so, though, in some other states compared to Iowa, for example. Columbus Day today, we won't get reports. What will we hear tomorrow afternoon, however?
As a whole, corn harvest should be around 45% complete as a nation. The bean harvest probably 50 to 52% complete as a nation. It's made fairly rapid progress in the southern part, central southern part, favorable weather, guys scooting along. In fact, too favorable, too hot, too dry in some areas where this crop's dried down very rapidly. But now you're correct. As you look into northern Illinois, into Wisconsin, northern Iowa, Minnesota, they're going to remain wet, and that's where the crop's still yet to be harvested.
Turn your attention to the soybeans. Are we seeing a pennant formation begin to form there? And if so, which way do we break?
Well, the key will be last week's lows. We start moving below last week's low. You're probably going to see some more sell stops kick in. But we're below the longer-term moving averages, which suggests that the bean market could drift lower.
So you're in the camp of a lower drift and not maybe a drift to the upside?
The market's probably going to stay defensive here into the report, you know, until we get confirmation on how big the report is. Anybody that looks at a technical chart can see the momentum's to the downside.
Okay, then what prices might you think about reownership?
Well, you know, as far as a specific price, you know, on reownership, you got to probably use this $9 basis November futures. That would be the next downside objective to look for some type of stability spot to buy. But probably the prudent thing to do would be wait for some type of technical reversal or some type of technical indicator to give you a reason to buy.
Would you do the same in the corn for the technical indicator?
Well, yeah. I think you got to use prudent technical strategies to enter and exit the market. What's worked very well has been the hourly bar chart. If you can use those, that'll give you an indicator of when to enter and when to exit. If you want outright flat price, right now you could probably target the 310 level basis December futures.
Thank you very much, Kurt. You have a grand day.
Very good, thanks.
Kurt Kimmel of Grain Field Marketing, he is in Normal, Illinois. Let's look at the current tick. In Kansas City, December wheat at 866, fast trade there, down 28.5. March 867, down 28 and 3 quarters. December wheat locked limit down at 860. The March also limit down 872, the price there. The May trading quickly at 808, down 24 and a half. December corn 337, down 5 and a quarter. March 354, down 5. May 365, down 4 and a half. December of next year at 389 and a half, down 4. November beans 926 and a half, down 14. January 944 and a half, down 15 and a half. March 957 and a half, down 13 and 3 quarters. And November of next year at 921 is down 16. October soybean meal 254.50, down 490. October soybean oil 38.27, down 23. You're listening to WILO Urbana, the broadcasting service of the College of Communications at the University of Illinois. It's 10 o'clock Central Time.